Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We are already holding on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, and we are at the Gemara at the beginning of about five lines into the page. And we're going to try to finish Bez Hashem the ninth parak today. So the Gemara discusses the Shir Hotza'ah of Zra'im. So the Mishnah said the Shir Hotza'ah of Zra'im for different meaning, the smallest Shir is Shnei Gargarim. Says Mar Urmin, he, but I'll ask you a Stira, because we had a Mishnah earlier, Zeva, V'chol Adak, Kedei L'Zabel, Kelach, Shal Kruv, Divir Rebbe Akiva, V'chom Karisha, a certain type of leek that has a fat head, that the shear, which is even smaller shear than what Rabbi Akiva said. So nevertheless, what you do see is that even a zera that comes from one gargir is considered chashuv, not two gargirim like our Mishnah said. Am Rav Papa had zeria, had the lozria, fishev and torech lahotzi nimachas lizria. Well, there's a big difference. One is talking about where it's already planted. The other is talking about where it's not already planted. If it's already planted, so then we're going to say that the shear is going to be only one, because it's already chashuv. But if it's not already planted, you wouldn't take one seed out just to plant. So zera kishuin, the shear of zera kishuin, we said was shnei gargarim. So the Gemara brings a brisa that discusses the shear hotzah for other things. Tan rabbanan hamotzi garinin, if a person takes out seeds of dates, im l'netia, if he's taking them out to plant, shtayim, then he has to take out at least two to be chayiv. Im la'achila, if he's taking out to eat, kimlo pi chazir, the amount to fill a pig's mouth. The kama mlo pi chazir, achas, how much fills a pig's mouth? One. Im la'hasik, kedei levashel beitzakala, if it's to make a fire, so it's the amount that would be needed to cook a small egg. Im l'cheshbon, and if he's taking out in order to you to remember a certain number, shtayim, then it's shtayim. Achirim omrim chamesh, and others say five would be the minimum. Tan Rabbanan, Hamotzi Shnei Min Miznav Hasus, Miznav HaPara Chayiv. If a person takes out two hairs from a horse's tail or from a cow's tail, he's going to be Chayiv. Shematzininos on the Nishbin, because they would still put it away in order to use it for traps, for bird traps. So Miksha, if there are hard hairs, Shalchazir, of a pig that grow on the pig's spine, so the shear is Achas, even one Sara, one hair, he's going to be Chayiv. Sore Dekel, the branches, the peeled branches of a dekel tree that they would make baskets out of. Shtayim, two branches is enough to be chayiv. Torei dekel, the strands, the thick strands that grow around a palm tree, achas, one of them is enough to be chayiv on. So the Mishnah had said, tziporas kramim, bein chayiv, bein mesa kolshu, that a tziporas kramim, you're going to be chayiv for carrying even the tiniest amount, even whether it's alive or dead. My tziporas kramim, what exactly is a tziporas kramim? Sa'am Rav palya bi'ari. Rav says it's called a palya bi'ari. It's some type of creature that's called a palya bi'ari. So says the Gemara, Amar Abayi, Mishtakach B'dikla Dechad Gavara. It's found in a young dekel tree that only has one strand wrapped around it. Va'avdila L'chuchma, and they make from it a food in order to make a person wiser. Certain food that's known to have value for, I guess, cognitive improvement. And the way to eat it is Achale L'palga D'yamine. Eat half of the right half of it, upalga de smale, rami la begufta de nechasha, and then you put the left half of it in a pipe made out of copper, v'chasam la b'shitim gushpanki, and you seal that pipe with many seals, with wax and dirt and whatever else you could seal it with, v'tali la b'ivra de smale, and you hang that pipe on your left arm, v'simanayich, and the simon to remember which arm to hang it on is lev chacham liyamina, v'leiv k'sil l'smolo, that the fool that needs to open up his heart in order to become smarter has to hang it on his left hand. V'chachem kama d'bayi, and when a person does this, he'll become as smart as he wants. V'gamar kama d'bayi, he'll be able to learn whatever he wants. V'achle li'idach palga, and then after he achieves that level of wisdom, he should eat the other half of it, which is still in that pipe. D'ilo miyakar talmuduk. If he doesn't eat the other half, then whatever he's learned in the interim, he's going to forget. So in order to hold on to that learning, he has to eat the whole thing. Now the Gemara discusses the shear hotza'ah of a grasshopper. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hamotzi, Rabbi Yehuda said, even if you carry a non-kosher live grasshopper, the shear is a kolshu, because it's a davar chashuv, since you would put it away for children to play with. V'tanakama savar, low. And Tanakama says, a chag of tamei, you would not put away for a child to play with, and therefore the shear is not b'kol shu. My taima, why wouldn't you give it to a kid to play with? So dilma achale, you don't want to give a non-kosher grasshopper to your kid, because he might end up eating it, and ask the Gemara, Ihachi Tahar Nami. Well, if you're worried that he's going to eat it, then by a kosher grasshopper, you should also be worried because it's alive and would still be a violation of Bal Teshaktsu. It's not Eivor Min HaChai because it's a Chagav, but it would still be a violation of Bal Teshaktsu. So you shouldn't be able to give him a live kosher grasshopper either. Da Rav Kahana v'kam kamei de Rav, because Rav Kahana was standing and learning in front of Rav, v'avakam ma'aber shu Shiva, apume, and he passed a small kosher grasshopper by his mouth. Amrle, so Rav said to Rav Kahana, shakli, take it away from there. Delolim remechel kachle. You don't want people to think that you're eating it. V'kavrim mishum bal teshaktsu es nafshosechem, and that would be a violation of bal teshaktsu. Ella, the real reason that you don't give a non-kosher small grasshopper to a non-kosher grasshopper to a child is not because he might eat it, but rather dilma mayis va'achle. Not that he's going to eat it while it's alive. It might die and then he'll eat it. Where by a kosher grasshopper, if it dies, he's allowed to eat it. But by a non-kosher grasshopper, if it dies, he's not allowed to eat it. Rabbi Yehuda imayis katan mispatzafle. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, that's not how kids act with insects that they were playing with. Meaning, if this is a normal child, when the grasshopper dies, he's going to say a hesped for it. He's going to eulogize it and make a whole ceremony. He's not going to stick it in his mouth and then eat it. This was something that he will have considered to have been his pet. So with that, we conclude Hadron Alach Amar Rabbi Akiva, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek HaMatzniyah, the 10th Perek of Maseches Shabbos.